content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got the whole team here today. I've got Marie, Avi, Lexi, and I have Jill Lane. If you're maybe joining us for the first time, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. So great to have her in studio. We were just talking before we went live that she and Tina and I were really, they were on right from the early years, right from the get-go when I started this show. Jill was right there from the beginning, and then brought
Seems
Tina
like yesterday.
I know, brought Tina in shortly after, and here we are. So great to have her in studio with us today. You're not going to want to miss this. We're talking about the hottest wellness trends of 2019. I'm going to give you a little bit of a tease here. I just printed this. I got to go through it. So one of the ones that I want to talk about is the IV. I can't wait to talk about the IV therapy. And then it's got all kinds of stuff like the ketogenic diet and kombucha, the activated charcoal that's in so many things now, and we're just going to go through this list with Jill Lane, who is incredible. The nutrition and knowledge and athletic knowledge that she knows is just off the charts.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, this article that we got from Time Magazine we're going to talk about today just goes to show that there's just so much to keep up with, and I think the hardest thing, even for those of us in the industry, the hardest thing is to keep up with what is really good and what is garbage, and what might be something okay to try from time to time versus to do every day. And so we're going to try to sort through all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of these things are just, what's trending. Like fashion. What's trending in fashion? It's sales motivated.
Oh, sure.
I feel like all of this is like stuff you would see on Instagram, everything people are promoting.
Yeah. Yeah. Instagram.
And so, but then it goes back to, okay, well, what do you believe? Should we be believing the Instagram influencers out there? Do they all give us good information? Or do we need to be doing a better due diligence with, the things we're putting in our body or on our body or that we have in our house? It's hard to know who to believe. Am I going to look like this person with six-pack abs in her Instagram picture? Or was she, born that way? Or, it's hard to know what's real.
Well, and there's so many treatments out there. So I love to bring up sexual stuff with Jill to embarrass her.
Oh, Lord. I need a good poop comment then to really get it back at you.
But this is a wellness place that's here in Dallas, and they sell a lot of different things. But one of them is sexual rejuvenation.
Yeah.
How do you sell that? Is it in a bottle? Is it a cream?
But is it a pill? There are many factors that affect a person's sexual health. Our medical testing and analysis will determine whether BHRT, Votiva, F-Wave, and the P-Shot or the O-Shot, additional treatment therapies are required to restore your drive and function.
A lot of people are missing their drive and function, to be quite honest. And, it has to go back to, again, how well are we taking care of ourselves? But, funny thing, we're having Johnny Bowden on today, and he has
Johnny
written a book
Bowden,
about cardiovascular
him.
Health. But, listen, erectile dysfunction in men is actually an early warning sign of cardiovascular disease oftentimes. Well, and so, listen, you got to make sure you got to make sure everything's good to go.
Everything's good to go. Right. What else did you want to
really
say
there? I didn't really know where to go there.
I want to know. Okay, so here's the Gains Wave, a breakthrough solution for men seeking better erections and optimal sexual performance. And so let me see what it says in here.
So are these like injections or
I'm going to find
shots?
Out.
Some
of them
so
are
funny.
Injections.
Ryan and I were talking about this yesterday. He was like, have you seen the new commercials for, whatever it is that'll make you last longer?
Well, look at the picture.
And
there's
I'm
before
like,
and
no.
after.
Wowzers. What?
Oh, wow. They've got a diagram.
Man.
It says, how does it work? As you get older, the blood vessels that supply bud to your
Bud. Supply a little bud.
That's okay.
Blood to your penis. Begin to collapse or break down. Good blood function or good blood flow is essential for erectile function. It says it's opening existing blood vessels and stimulating the growth of new blood vessels. The only holistic procedure that treats the root cause of erectile dysfunction in men.
Wow, that's a strong claim.
But it doesn't say, and it's, let's see. Let's see, Urology Times, NBC News, Men's Health. These are, they've all advertised in there. The Scandinavian Journal of Urology published a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study for ED, which is erectile dysfunction, which stated this treatment shows a possible cure in some patients.
Wow. You know, erectile dysfunction or low libido in men or women is really an interesting thing. Sometimes it's anatomical, like there's a blood flow issue. Sometimes it's, I don't really like my partner anymore. It's psychological, emotional. Sometimes it's hormone related, low testosterone, you know, progesterone, estrogen imbalances, too much stress. And so
too much porn, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. People think that's going to solve
joking.
Their problem, but it absolutely.
Anthony, what are you laughing about in there?
No, but you're right.
No, your threshold goes up. Listen, what you used to be able to do to get you excited, when people get into porn, the bar keeps getting higher and higher, no pun intended, and it's a problem. I mean, that is a big problem.
I'll read some of these testimonials. That it's just fun. I love reading fun stuff. Like this. It says that last year I had a bit of a down period. I was not having any fun anymore, and I noticed I was literally losing it. I had the gains wave, and the results are staggering. What about the placebo effect? If you believe that you're taking something to produce better function, you know, I mean, that could have an effect
placebo
too.
Placebo effect is a real thing. And I think when we get to some of these hot wellness trends, I think some of them work by placebo effect. So,
yeah, no, I went for an IV a couple of weeks ago, and I can talk about that. Really interesting. So, you know, I've done some of this stuff. And here's the O shot. This is for women. Look at this. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
You have? Does it work?
I didn't say I've done it.
No.
I've heard of it.
Well, you've heard of it. No, I didn't mean. Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. I don't know what I said. I got so excited. it says, you wish there was a non-surgical way. Oh, this is about treating. Oh, gosh. I don't want to go there. Yeah. We don't want to go there. But if you suffer from female stuff, you might want to check it out, I guess. Does it work?
I've never tried it.
I know you not personally.
I've heard of it, but I don't know if it works.
But you don't know if it works.
Yeah, I have a physician that I know that does all of those things in our office. Gears wave, O shot, everything.
I mean,
hormones, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy.
What does it do?
It's for your orgasm.
It's for it says the O shot. Okay, so you're going to make me read it. If you suffer from accidents when you jump, laugh, or cough, leaks when you wait too long, low sexual desire. What does that have to do with peeing? I don't understand the connection.
There's a muscle down there that controls all of that. A few of them.
Oh, that's right. And so if you're not doing your Kegels.
Yes, ma'am.
So you just do Kegels.
Some
you don't
people,
need an O
work.
Shot. It doesn't?
Nope. You know, listen, imagine a woman. Again, we think of the male anatomy because you can functionally see it, but in a woman, you need optimal testosterone for all of your muscles, including those muscles down there that control urinary incontinence and orgasm and all of that stuff. And so, you know, for some reason, for some women, you know, having imbalanced hormones affects that. So
look at this one. This is the EM Sculpt. Bring your booty back.
Oh, I do like that.
I like the way you said that.
Bring your booty back.
Bring your booty back.
How do
you
no needles, no downtime.
Oh, here's how you bring your booty back. You do some
squats
and lunges and, you know, all those things that engage your gluteus maximus.
Yes, ma'am. Biscuits and gravy.
I mean, there's no easy way out. I don't think her butt looks that much different before and after.
We don't even
know.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like something you could do in the gym with Tina
before
or with.
Yeah, her butt. I'm sorry. None of these butts look enough.
Enough different that it's worth it?
No. And then hair growth and all this stuff. Gosh.
Getting older.
Micronutrient testing.
And this was all in one place?
That's okay.
You found them all?
Yeah, this is all in one place.
That's wild.
Crazy, right? Crazy.
You know what it goes to show you, though? I think what you were saying earlier, us reaching for sometimes a quick fix when we don't want to have to do the hard work in the gym or with our fork, or sometimes we've done the hard work and we just want a little extra to help us bring back maybe what we feel like Mother Nature is taking away.
Well, and you know what? I have to say, you know, I'll give my own testimony here. You know, I've been chubbed up for a while. I have. I went through a lot of personal stress. And when I got sick last month, I got terribly sick with shingles. And then that was like a wake-up call for me. And within a matter of weeks, you guys, of me just intermittent fasting, watching what I'm eating, going to bed early, getting up early, not snacking at night.
Yes.
I looked in the mirror this morning naked and I feel confident. I just started lifting a little bit of weights within a couple of weeks. Now, granted, I was in really good shape, so I'm going to have an easier comeback. But I've been chubbed up for a couple of years now. I have. And I mean, and I'm coming back, and I like what I saw in the mirror this morning.
That's
so
awesome.
It's
awesome.
A little bit of effort, right?
Yeah,
and that's
agreed.
What we do on the show. We try to encourage you, you know, to do the things that are that really will change, and you don't have to spend a lot of money to do them.
Positive thinking.
Yeah.
You just be positive.
Yes.
A lot of it does start between the ears, just believing that you can do it, that it's not, that it takes some dedication, but it's not all that hard. Usually the changes are simple. It doesn't mean they're easy, but it's just day in and day out. Just
day
make
in,
little
day
changes.
Out.
They do add up.
Well, and it, when you look in the mirror and you're like, yes, you know, and I'm going to keep going. I want to get that body back that I had in that picture that they took, you know, with Guy Mezger. I want that body back.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I think the biggest takeaway is to always only do it for yourself. Don't do it because you think your partner's going to like it. Don't do it for your kids or X, Y, or Z. Do it for you.
For you. And when you look in the mirror, it is empowering to know
Absolutely.
I took control of my health and look at me now. So, and it didn't take that much. So, you know, it really didn't. Just, but slow. People don't have enough patience.
Right.
Just like anything. It's like growing a business. It's slow, natural growth. Rome wasn't built in a day. So, good messages. I love having you in studio. I love to talk about the hottest wellness trends of 2019 with Jill Lane and Dr. Johnny Bowden. He is known as the nutrition mythbuster. We're going to be talking about the link between artificial sweeteners and diabetes. Don't miss it. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Gosh, we're having too much fun over the break, Dr. Bowden. So good to have you with us today. I've got Dr. Johnny Bowden on the line. Welcome back to One Life Radio.
I'm so glad.
If you were in here and listening to what we were talking about, you would be rolling on the floor right now.
I'm sure I would. I have to do that one of these days and come in and do the show live.
Jill Lane is here with us today. Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Jill.
And so Jill is the one that introduced me to you, Johnny. Johnny and Jill sitting in a tree, you know. Like, seriously. So it's so great to have you both on the air with me today. For those of you just now listening, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and the founder of Fueling Champions. And Dr. Johnny Bowden is a known nutritionist. He is known as the nutrition mythbuster and is nationally known as an expert on weight loss and health. He is the best-selling author of 15 books, including The Great Cholesterol Myth, which is one of my favorite books, all-time health books, and The Most Effective Way to Live Longer. Dr. Bowden earned 6 certifications in personal training and fitness. He has a master's degree in psychology and a PhD in holistic nutrition and is board certified by the American College of Nutrition. You can find him at his website, johnnybowden.com, and that's JONNY BOWDEN. There's no H in his name. JONNY, johnnybowden.com. Today we're talking about the, is there a link between artificial sweeteners and diabetes? So, you know, Dr. Bowden, diabetes is everywhere. Everyone's blood sugar is out of whack and all over the place. Why is this and what's going on?
Well, why is it that everybody's blood sugar is going crazy? Or why is it that there might be a relationship
Both. Between
a non-caloric sweetener? Remember, it has no calories, so that defies everything we've been taught, right? No calories should produce no weight gain. But yet they are associated in study after study after study with weight gain, which is really just a proxy for diabetes. I mean, we can be talking about the same thing. Basically, it's the same track.
Mm-hmm.
And if they cause weight gain, it's likely that they will move into insulin resistance and all the rest of the stuff that causes and creates metabolic syndrome, pre-diabetes, all that stuff. So I think what we're really asking here is, why do artificial sweeteners affect our weight and our risk for the diseases that come with excess weight, such as diabetes? That's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a puzzling one, Bernadette. We have been debating this stuff for, I don't know, 15 years. How long have we known that artificial sweeteners are linked? You know, that's the very thing that people drink diet sodas for, you know, because they're not getting the sugar and therefore they're not getting the calories and they think that they're a free pass. But yet these puzzling studies have come up year in and year out showing that people who drink the most artificial sweeteners or diet sodas and other kinds of beverages have greater weight gain. Now, granted, it's just an association, but it does puzzle you. So I've always thought to myself, there must be something about the sweet taste that somehow triggers your body to produce insulin, just as a conditioned response.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I thought that was a pretty good theory.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can condition dogs to salivate at a bell, right? That's Pavlov's conditioning. Why couldn't we produce insulin
as
a result of a sweet taste, which is normally what would cause insulin to be resulted?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a good theory. And then Daniel Amen, I don't know if you know him, he's one of the great brain doctors and psychiatrists. He's done 9 PBS specials. Anyway, Daniel and I were talking about this one day in an interview. And he said, Johnny, you watch. It's going to be the microbiome. That's going to be the answer. These things, we were just at the beginning of the microbiome research, or people being aware of the microbiome research. And he said, these things disrupt the microbiome, and you watch. That's going to be the mechanism.
Yeah.
And I think he's right.
Well, sucralose is a good example of that, right? Now, sucralose does not have zero calories, though, does it not? But I do know that for a fact, based on research that I've done, that it does disrupt the gut microbiome.
I believe they're all going to be shown this. And I wanted to tell you, it's interesting because when they asked me, what would you like to talk about? I'm very hot on this topic because I'm in Vegas right now doing some TV appearances, and that's the subject that we're going to be talking about. And it's so interesting because the subject you wanted to talk about, the subject I wanted to talk about, turned out to be pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is now massive research, Bernadette, and Jill, you'll love this, that's been confirmed at the Mayo Clinic and was originally done at a place called the Weizmann Institute in Israel, which is it's got the biggest database of microbiome data on different individuals in the world.
Wow.
And the studies that they have done have shown that while the glycemic index is okay, if you don't have anything better, you know, it's the best way we have to kind of judge what the impact of food is on our blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Weizmann Institute has discovered in published journal, you know, published peer-reviewed journal research is that people differ quite noticeably in their response to a food, even with the same glycemic index. So if you took 50 people and you fed them all 50 grams of carrots, let's say, or 50 grams of anything you want, you know, that's the glycemic index. That's what they do to determine it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say the glycemic index was 36. Well, there are going to be people on that list who are going to have a response of 36, let's say. But some are going to have 26,
mm-hmm.
and some are going to have 46, and some are going to have 86. There's quite a variation from person to person depending upon the microbiome. And when you have the microbiome data, you can predict blood sugar results, I think, about 50 to 60% more accurately. So I believe that's the connection, Bernadette.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and there's so many sweeteners out in there, and some of them that we're not even aware of. And I'm, you know, I'm speaking of Trehalose now. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but we covered this story with Moses Velasquez Manoff. He wrote for the New York Times about mm-hmm. that this is a sweetener that's only for commercial use right now. It's not sold on shelves, and yet they have determined through scientific research that there may be a very big connection between that and C. diff and our bacteria and our gut microbiome too. So clearly all of these artificial sweeteners have a direct relationship on the health of our gut microbiome.
And I would add to that although there may not be conclusive research that these artificial sweeteners are bad for us, this is one of those first do no harm kind of situations. There's nothing good that comes out of artificial sweeteners. Now, yes, in 10 years, they may be able to prove that something's safe and all of that, but I think there's enough smoke around this microbiome issue that these chemicals, these artificial sweeteners, all of these things that we take into our body on a daily basis, the things that our food is sprayed with, the preservatives that the crops are sprayed with, all of them have a disrupting effect on our gut microbiome. Those are living creatures. Those are, you know, tiny little microbes that they live and they go to the bathroom and mm-hmm. they eat and they do. And we're feeding them a lot of stuff that has never been in the human diet in the world, in the history of the world. It makes sense that there will be a disruption of the microbiome. And if you buy the research, as I do, and I know you guys do, if you buy the research that the microbiome affects everything,
mm-hmm.
it's just illogical. Do the math.
It's running it.
The microbiome, not in a good way. The microbiome affects every disease you can have. Figure it out. I mean, there's a connection, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to bring Jill into this, and I want to know both of your opinions. What artificial sweetener do you think, what's the worst culprit out there? Johnny?
Jill?
Jill and Johnny.
And you know what? I think it's just kind of like pick your poison. I mean, I feel like they all have a different potential downside, whether it's aspartame in brain health or sucralose in the gut microbiome, whether it's saccharin in cancer. You know, I think it's all dose dependent, but I think they all have different effects in potentially negative ways. But back to what Johnny was saying, you know, I think what we know is that regular consumption of them doesn't bode well for your acute health goals and your long-term health goals. So let's just get back to eating the stuff that was on the planet as it was before, mm-hmm. because our gut microbiome knows what to do with those foods.
Yeah. And Johnny, what do you say?
I agree. And also, let me point out, you know, Joe made a great point about, you know, the poison is in the dose. So, yeah, the people who make aspartame have all kinds of studies saying, oh, this is perfectly safe. It doesn't harm people. When you have a diet soda a day, no problem. And that's probably true. But let me tell you something. Nobody that drinks diet sodas regularly has one a day. I did an event. I'm not going to mention this person's name. He is world famous doctor and has worked with Dr. Oz and has been on I mean, he's just a very, very famous guy and a tremendous, you know, asset to the health community. And we're riding back to the airport and he says, you know, got to do something about the diet soda habit. I said, well, what do you drink a day? He says, I'm 15, 16.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Wow.
So let's remember, yes, the poison's in the dose. I don't think they're particularly good at any dose. They're not, mm-hmm. you know, they're sort of a necessary evil if you must drink soda. But I agree with Jill. Which is better, Marlboro Lights or Virginia Slims Lights? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all bad.
Yeah.
And yes, they may be safe in small amounts. A lot of things are. But I, in general, would recommend staying away from them as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I think Johnny would agree with me. I'd rather people just eat less real sugar than switch from sugar to artificial sweetener. Mm-hmm. I was in an office that was working with student athletes, and this guy went on a tangent about, our kids shouldn't be drinking Gatorade. They should be drinking Crystal Light. And I'm like, please don't ever tell anybody that ever again.
Wow.
Like, do not tell any parent. Okay, you know, Gatorade has its place in athletics. You know, the research, if we follow that research, everyday people shouldn't just be downing Gatorade. It's too much sugar and carbohydrate. Yes.
Right.
But we shouldn't be switching our kids to Crystal Light either. Like, that's not, that's just one poison for another.
Well,
so that's not okay.
Well, let me ask you guys this. I'll ask both of you this because the people want to know this, and including myself, what you suggest is the best of, you said sugar, regular sugar. But if you're going to have some good alternatives, like, you know, a lot of people use coconut sugar or maple syrup or, you know, what about the xylitols and all the, you know, the tols out there? Mm-hmm. What, malitol, erythritol. Is that how you pronounce it? I think, mm-hmm.
Erythritol.
Erythritol.
Jill, do you want to take that?
Go, Johnny.
We do use erythritol in our house. Occasionally, Michelle likes to sweeten coffee. I don't. And so that's the sweetener of choice. Certainly, some of these things are better than others. I think organic stevia is a perfectly fine sweetener. I don't see anything wrong with that. Truvia is a combination of stevia and erythritol, which is maybe probably the best and the least damaged in reputation of the artificial sweeteners. So I like Truvia. But I do think with the sugar alcohols, there's always the problem of digestive distress. All the OLs, mannitol, maltose, you know, all of the OSs tols, you know, they have T-O-L at the end, like you mentioned. You know, the tols are all sugar mm-hmm. alcohols, and they have a potential to cause diarrhea. Not all the time, not in small amounts, But yeah, if you're eating 14 power bars or you know, protein bars or energy bars a day, and they're sweetened with sugar alcohols, you're probably going to have some digestive distress. I don't think xylitol is a bad sweetener.
Yeah.
I think it can be used in moderation. There's nothing wrong with that. It actually has some antibacterial qualities. But the rest of them I would stay away from.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about, so what's Intruvia? I can't remember.
It's erythritol plus stevia.
Plus stevia. Interesting.
Yeah, erythritol is, in fact, a sugar alcohol. But I remember going to a lecture on that back in the early 2000s. And the profile of it was so safe, and it has almost no glycemic impact whatsoever. And I was fairly impressed. That's when I first heard of erythritol. And then Truvia came out with this combination of erythritol and stevia. I think that's a safe bet. Again, are you going to have 16 packets of it a day? Are you going to do it once in a while in tea? That's a big variable.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to have both of you on the air. And it's so great that you were on today with Jill, Dr. Johnny Bowden.
Oh,
thank you.
A treat.
Love Jill.
Yeah. Love you
likewise,
too.
Likewise, Johnny.
Good to talk to you.
I'm
going to tell you the story again real quick. You can go to the music, but I'll tell it real quick. I remember the first time Jill told me about you, Johnny, and she told me a story about you coming off a plane and you had a black cape on or something like that. And it was like Batman getting off the plane.
He was Superman then. He's still Superman now.
I remember no such thing. I would not deny or confirm.
It was like the Matrix.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember those days, but it's not impossible. So
yeah.
We
can't wait till you get to Dallas. We'll have you in studio. Thank you so much for jumping
Thank
on
you.
The air with us today. All
Bye,
right.
Guys.
Thanks. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Jill Lane. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Alexi Brinkley, Marie Early, Aviana Barrientos, and Jill Lane all in studio with me today. We're talking about the hottest wellness trends of 2019. Jill Lane has been on the show for a very long time. She is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions and her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today we're talking, as I said, about the hottest wellness trends of 2019. This is from Time Magazine, Wellness, Finding a Healthier You, Heart, Body, Mind, and Soul. I have to say, I'm a skeptic of anything that a big publishing house puts out because they have advertisers that would never accept their money. So having said that, ahead of time, we're going to be talking about the hottest wellness trends. So health or hype. First one is the Himalayan salt lamps. Is that new? I've seen these around for years, but I guess you are seeing more and more of them.
I love them. I mean, and you come from an industry where you were using salt as therapy with Drift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Float spot. So the idea of using salt as therapy goes back to ancient times. And so I think, as with anything else in the wellness industry, like we were talking about in the beginning, we're always trying to reinvent ancient things that our ancient peoples used to do into how can I, you know, simplify this for my new modern time. So I think that's where the salt lamp originated from. And the interesting thing is that I think, A, there's a lot of knockoffs. So we'll talk about how to spot a knockoff salt lamp. I actually had to look it up myself.
If it's too pink or something?
I've seen them around and I'm always wondering, like,
how
do you know if this is real or not?
Are you supposed to cover that?
So let's cover it. How do you know?
Okay, well, number one, if it's truly real salt, how they work is they're supposed to absorb, because salt is hydroscopic, meaning it attracts water.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's supposed to help absorb the water molecules in the air that are carrying toxins, mm-hmm. like pollutants and allergens. And then it's maybe supposed to help disrupt electromagnetic frequencies, which, yeah. I know you guys had a guest on recently, right? Talking about,
yes.
that, EMFs.
And Dr.
so that,
Cousins.
Mm-hmm. That's what's gotten me interested about these. But so if you have your salt lamp in a room, let's say in your bathroom, and it doesn't get like moisture wet, because there's, you know, when you take a shower, mm-hmm. and the humidity goes up, that's the first clue, because it should be absorbing that to, mm-hmm. your lamp. The second, it should look like a pinkish or orangey hue, because where they mine these Himalayan salts, and I'll talk about that in a second, it has that hue. So it shouldn't be clear or, mm-hmm. whitish. It should be pinkish or yellowy, mm-hmm. orange.
Sometimes they're too orange, though. And I wondered, is that a fake orange? You know, you just, did they spray coloring on it? I don't know. They just, like, they looked too uniform to me when you, mm-hmm. see them, you know, like, on a shelf. You're like, they all look the same.
Yeah, no, mine's,
I'm
all
suspicious.
Janky and crooked. Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever the manufacturers that you buy it from should have warnings on there saying that it's very fragile, because it's salt. And so,
right.
if you drop it, it will break. It shouldn't claim to be very durable. And like, it's not fragile, so, uh-huh. it should say that. And then, according to the research that I've done, there's really only one place where this comes from, at this mine actually in Pakistan, which is near the bottom of the Himalayas. And so they all should say they have an origin from that part of the world.
Oh, wow. Good
Pakistan,
to know.
That it's a certain color, that it should, you know, potentially collect dampness or moisture, especially if it's near a damp or a moist place, like in your shower or bathroom, or maybe even in your kitchen, I'm thinking. And it shouldn't be very bright. That's another thing. It's not, mm-hmm. meant to be a lamp. They call it a Himalayan salt lamp, but it's not meant to like illuminate your room.
No.
It like emits a glow, because, mm-hmm. there's a little light bulb.
Do you remember
in there?
That big, huge, beautiful one I used to have in our relaxation room?
It was huge.
It was beautiful. I bought it. I think I bought it in Las Vegas, actually.
Yeah.
And then had it shipped back. It was stunningly beautiful.
So look on.
And
the,
it was real.
Look on the packaging, or wherever you order it from. Look for origin. Where is it from?
Mm-hmm.
Look for like a return policy or like a warning that this is very fragile, like glass. And so you need to, you know, be sure. They shouldn't claim it will last forever, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's a fragile item.
Yeah.
So those are some of the ways to spot a knockoff.
Well, I want to get mine back out. I think it's in my barn. I'm going to have to look for it.
Yeah, but I think it's really interesting. I think, you know, the data shows, I mean, there's a lot of data online about salt therapy, but that doesn't really mean that it's a salt lamp therapy.
Right.
That's like intense salt cave therapy, or right. floating in sea salts,
right.
or different things like that. So the idea of having, and I've looked into this too, but I've been wanting to put some around my house more for the EMFs, mm-hmm. because I'm mostly interested in, can this help disrupt the EMFs that are being emitted by everything going Wi-Fi? And potentially, does it maybe a little bit help to take some allergens out of the air? Hey, you know, it's like Johnny said, first do no harm. It looks beautiful. You know, I'm,
yeah.
not expecting it to cure any diseases, but,
right.
you know, it's not going to do anybody any harm. So fine if you want to buy
effect.
One.
Placebo effect.
Potentially placebo effect.
Yes.
Hey, if it makes you,
yes,
feel happy when
you
look
happy.
At it, then that is real.
Yeah.
That's real. It's not hurting anybody. Fine. Buy yourself one.
I love it. A thumbs up for me on this,
yeah.
one. Okay, vitamin drips. The drip lounges, you know, have popped up all around the country. In Dallas, they're all over the place right now. What do you say about this hottest trend of these IV therapies?
Well, I say like I would say about even supplements, that you can't out-drip a poor diet.
Ooh,
and
like
the fact
that
you can't get your butt to the gym to do some exercise.
Mm.
So a lot of places have the fat loss drip or the weight loss shot or something. And why, I think all of that can go along with you working hard in the,
yeah.
gym and eating a better diet. Nothing can replace that.
Well,
and so that's what I'm always, that's
expensive.
What I'm always, yeah. But, you know, there's no such thing as a silver bullet, a golden,
mm-hmm.
bullet, a silver bullet, whatever you want to call it. There's no, you have to put the work in for your health. Now, some people need a little augmentation, like B12 shots. You know, some people are very deficient in B12, and a B12 shot can be helpful for that.
Yeah.
An IV drip is great for dehydration. You're,
yeah.
traveling. Maybe you just got done having a really bad stomach flu. You know, your hydration levels are low.
You're hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they cater to a lot,
oh,
of,
yeah,
these places,
putting,
is the,
yeah.
hungover.
Yeah, they're putting them near you.
Aging.
No, seriously. I,
yeah.
heard about this first, like, I think it was 3.5 years ago. And it was a doctor that had they were administering these IVs and selling them as a like a
hangover cure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go out and get hammered, you go get an IV. That's so unhealthy.
Why go to the hospital
what
when
the
you
heck?
Can go to one of these lounges?
Yeah.
So crazy. Okay, you know, on this list, activated charcoal.
Mm.
This social media sensation has been taken many forms beyond its odorless supposedly toxin absorbing powder base. What do you say about about this. You find it in everything now.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally in everything. Shampoo, topicals. Water, I mean, toothpaste. Everything. Yeah, toothpaste. You know, it started off. I mean, here's what I say about it. You know, there is maybe some data to show that it's like a sponge, that it can absorb toxins. My question with anything like that is, what else is it absorbing? Is it absorbing minerals? Is it absorbing other important things that our body needs? And then where did the charcoal come from? Meaning, mm-hmm. what kind of charcoal is it? Like yeah. the Bulletproof folks, you know, Dave Asprey, I know they have a high quality one that's made from coconut husks. And, you know, they test it to make sure there's nothing else in it. Like, you need to know what else. If you're taking something orally, you need to know where it came from and what else could potentially be wow. in it from a contamination standpoint. It's charcoal, people. Yeah. Like, you need to know what's in it.
Yeah.
Don't think you can just take that, like the IV drips, and go get blasted the day before and not have long-term effects on your health. They don't negatively cancel each other out.
Yeah, well, it says it's made from peat, coal, wood, or coconut shells yeah. And treated in a way that makes it porous or activated. Activated charcoal is credited with absorbing toxins from the mm-hmm. bloodstream. Blah, blah. I didn't know Dave Asprey had a product that had it in it, a
they
Bulletproof
do.
Brand.
Yeah, and so I think just buy from a reputable brand, but then what are you taking it for? Just yeah. remember, nothing can permanently undo the fact that you may have a few bad habits, like over drinking or eating too much fast food. You know, maybe some of these things are okay to do with, again, exercising and making better choices, but none of them cancel out your bad habits.
Ooh, I can't wait. Some of the ones coming up that we're going to talk about is bone broth, digital detoxes, kombucha, and the ketogenic diet, meditation studios, and cannabidiol. Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to break. We'll be right back with Jill Lane. You're listening to One Life Radio. I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Oh my gosh, I is love Lizzo.
Me too.
She's coming to, I think she's going to be at ACL, the Austin City Limits, or she's going to do a small venue here in Dallas somewhere. But I'm definitely going to see her. This is one of my, that's like my top dance song right now.
I love it. Good beat.
Oh my gosh, everyone.
Huh? I've never heard it before.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. Oh my gosh, it's a great beat. And then it comes in like a bunch of different versions. So when you put it on your Sonos system and through Apple Music, it just it'll go through every one. So I like worked out to it yesterday for like 30 minutes straight. Just all kinds of do my little. Well, that's the kind of thing you need to do to move your body.
Absolutely.
Is get motivated by music or whatever it is that turns you on, you know, and crank it up and get up off that thing and shake like till you feel better.
Dancing like, is good for you.
James
get up
Brown,
off of that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the song, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you
I'm
have
saying
it there?
Dancing, isn't dancing
you have
great
it?
For you?
Get up off of that thing? Want to play it? See, I want to fool around and we've got content we have to get to. But I just want to play. I want to play. I'm ready to be off. It's that time of year. It's summer vacay and I don't even know what I'm going to do with myself, but I'm going to try to relax because we all need to relax and it's so hard for me. But I want to let you know before we go to Jill's that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. There's always great things in it. Check it out at oneliferadio.com. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And of course, our sponsors that help bring this programming to you. They are great companies that truly care about you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Crazy Water. It's a local company right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. Call us crazy. We don't mind because we love Crazy Water. And you will too once you try it. It is an amazing clean water and it's local. As I said, check it out. And of course, Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest. Visit them at honesthemp.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And of course, Paleo Magazine. They've been with us for a very long time now too. Great recipes, products, and articles on all around wellness and the Well-Being Journal, one of my favorite magazines. I've been reading it for years. They are heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. And KetoMed, one of our new sponsors, KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Find them at ketomed.com and use the code OLR for $40 off your order and free shipping. Check it out at ketomed.com. And of course, Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. They follow the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Check them out at naturesplate.com. I'll be going by there over the next couple of days to get some of my
cookies.
Oh, my God. Ugh. And they've got these new veggie burgers that are absolutely great. Of course, 4th of July, they'll be on my grill along with my veggie dogs. And, of course, you can check out our dispensary for Thorn Research at oneliferadio.com/Thorn. Shop our dispensary for 20% off and free shipping on your orders from Thorn Research. Jill Lane, okay, the hottest trends of 2019. You go, girl.
I'd love to touch on bone broth. I think that's such a big thing because bone broth and collagen and gelatin are all like swirling around.
They're everywhere.
We need to do them all because they do a million things for us. But here's what I'll say about bone broth. I actually prefer bone broth over collagen and gelatin. And here's why. Because you get the collagen and or the gelatin, depending on how you make the bone broth. But you also get minerals, which you do not get in collagen and gelatin products.
Wow. Good to
know. And so I prefer that people just drink a high quality bone broth, and it needs to be high quality or forget about it, because you are what you eat ate. And so you need to know the broth was made from soaking bones that were animals that were pastured, not given growth hormones, not given GMO feed.
Not rendered meats either. I've heard that some of it is from rendered. The collagen comes from like rendered animals. And if anyone doesn't know what that means, look it up because it's pretty scary. We're talking about animals from slaughterhouses, all the leftovers, and even euthanized animals, like really gross stuff.
It needs to be do your homework, you know, Kettle and Fire, Oso brand, you know, there's a few Bonafide, there's a few in most grocery stores around that have good, you know, Epic, good practices. They even sometimes own their own farmlands and pasture their own animals. So I love bone broth over collagen and gelatin for that benefit, but it needs to be from high quality animals.
Absolutely. Okay, keto diet. This is huge. The keto diet is everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so what do you say, Jill Lane, about the ketogenic diet?
You know, I wouldn't call it a trend. I would call it a purposely therapeutic eating plan that certain people will do really well on. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's for everybody. I don't think everybody does good on the ketogenic diet, but I think certain people and or certain ailments that we'll continue to learn about through research can be well served through keto. I think the only thing people need to make sure they're doing is not eating a junk food keto diet like we've talked about before, which you can go in every diet. There's vegan, there's keto, there's vegan junk food foodies out there. So what it means is you're eating real food. You're not eating keto bars all day long or keto shakes all day long. You're eating lots of plants. You're eating, you know, omega-3, like, you know, just eating potential saturated fat. You need to have a variety of different fat foods because that's what your basic fuel source is. And then you need to have high quality protein. Do not be a keto junkie.
Right.
It matters. And that's my biggest bone I have with keto right now is I have people come to see me with keto and it's like just a freaking junk food diet.
It
I'm
is.
Like, this is trash. This is not keto. This is not what this is supposed to look like. So.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that's why I'm so particular about the sponsors I pick. I am, because it's important what you put in these products that these people are ingesting to try to find health. And so what are some of the things that you say with the ketogenic diet? What are, well, I guess we can't say that, can we? What they're therapeutic for. We've talked about it on the show before. There's some great TED Talk.
Some data on brain health. All things related to brain health, epilepsy, potentially brain
cancers.
Epilepsy,
for sure,
You know, I think what we're going to learn, and we already have some testing, and I think it's in the early stages, that there's just certain people genetically who do better. And I think that's just going to do to ethnicity and where we're all, where our ancestors came from.
Yeah.
They had more fatty things to eat just based on the continent that your ancestry came from. And so I think that's what we're going to end up finding over time. But I mean, the biggest thing is make sure you eat a lot of plants on keto, because most people don't, and they get electrolyte deficiency, and they get a whole host of sometimes very serious problems. problems, mm-hmm. heart arrhythmias, low hypotension, cramps, all this kind of stuff. So you need to know what you're doing. Yeah. You need to know what you're doing when you do something like that.
You need to do it well. Anything that you do affects your health. Okay, on this list of hottest wellness trends of 2019, I would say 2018 too, or even 2017,
yeah.
is cannabidiol, CBD oil. What's your take on it?
It's definitely not a trend. I know you covered this topic a lot. I think the biggest thing I'll say, because
I was
you
the
know,
first one covering it in media, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a whole show in and of itself, but I think the biggest thing to know is the same thing I said about charcoal, the same thing I said about drips, is you need to know where it's coming from. If someone promises you that it cures you and they will do everything under the sun for you, run away from mm-hmm. that person or that company, because it tells me, A, they don't know the industry, they don't know how the FDA and FTC works, and they're something they're trying to cover up for. They're a little braggadocious. No one should be claiming anything they sell or do will cure or do anything for you unless it's a physician. Mm-hmm. And even then, you know, we shouldn't be saying that to people. But there's big issues in this industry, in the hemp and cannabidiol issue industry right now, with purity, solvents, contamination, and pesticides. And so Whoa. If you don't know the company that you're buying from tests for all of those things, they don't have a genetic identification of the strain of cannabidiol. They don't know their THC levels, which everybody does now, because I know that's the only thing people are asking about. But if they don't know what's the solvent that was used? Was a solvent used?
Wow, good question.
Was there pesticide sprayed on these plants? Do you test for them? Mm-hmm. Is there any other thing from the soil that it was grown in, like heavy metals left around? People need to ask those questions, because this is becoming, it's now sold on every corner, mm-hmm. I feel like, across the U.S. People yep. want to bathe themselves in it, but it could just be one other poison, because it's a junk product. Mass, you know, contaminating
gummy bears for
an industry.
Everyone.
I know it's there's a lot of people making a bad name for CBD right
yeah,
now.
They are.
I want to hand slap them all.
All right. Well, I love it. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. Everyone will continue this when we're back in a couple of weeks. Not a couple of weeks. Next week. And stay tuned for it. So, everyone, you know what? Have a safe holiday. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, Ketogenic Metabolic Nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.